The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here. The place for news, views, and entertainment the way you like it. RantEMRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in and listening to The Shining Wizards, proudly available at ShiningWizards.com and on the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to subscribe, like, rate, and review us on whatever platform you listen to us on, including iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Audioboom, and so many more. If you shop at Amazon, visit Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and click on your country's banner. Do your shopping as usual, pay the same low prices as always, and a portion of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy Shining Wizards t-shirts, visit ShiningWizards.com/merch for a link to our Pro Wrestling Tees store and select from dozens of great designs. Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Wizards Podcast. If you'd like to check out our videos, visit YouTube or Dailymotion and search The Shining Wizards. The Shining Wizards airs live every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. East at RantEMRadio.com or SWLive.net. From all of us at The Shining Wizards, we thank you for your continued support.
This is Matt Taven, member of the Kingdom and one half of the Internet Darlings, and you are listening to The Shining Wizards Podcast.
I have a small dick.
God damn! Woo!
We are back. Two shows, 1 week.
Whoa.
Studio B. We survived Snowageddon.
Man, that was rough, but not really.
No. They duped us all into staying in our homes and not doing anything yesterday.
Well, at least I can't be so mad because based on the last two, like two out of, as Meatloaf would say, right? Two out of three ain't bad. Because they warned us about the first two, and the first two are pretty fucking bad. So, you know, this one wasn't bad at all. There was nothing. But I did stay home. Did not go out to socialize like a social butterfly that I am. And stayed home scared of weather.
I don't think a lot of people went out yesterday.
Yeah, but I have serious FOMO. Like, serious FOMO.
You do have FOMO.
Like, I need
to. I can't believe I just said fucking FOMO.
That's right. Fear of missing out, for people that don't know that. And I always feel like if I don't go out to the bar, then I'm going to be missing something epic. And it's usually never the case.
No. I wouldn't imagine
so. It's the same thing every day.
I'm not trying to make a dig, but you spent a lot of nights at the bars. What's the most epic thing you've ever seen?
Epic? Like, back in the day, it used to be super epic.
Right.
Back in the day when I would hang out with all the devils, that was serious FOMO.
Okay.
Like, because every time they were out, we had a good time.
Okay.
But now it's come a long way and I've gotten a lot older. But I'm still in that mindset from back then where this could be the day where if I don't go to the bar, you know, my buddies from 10 years ago are going to come back and we're going to go to the city. We're going to do this and that. And it just ends up usually me sitting with a glass of Jameson on a twisted tee.
Yeah.
I got a good feeling about tonight, though.
Oh, yeah, you're going
to. Got a good feeling about tonight. As soon as I leave here, I'm going to head down to one of the pubberies in West Orange and enjoy some cocktails and maybe a little karaoke.
Oh, really? You're going to jump in the karaoke pool?
Hey, listen, I have a good feeling. I'm just saying.
All right.
And all these people listening to us probably have a good feeling, too. And they're wondering how lucky they are. Did they get two episodes of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast in 1 week?
Two in 1 week, and we, you know what? I do have a good feeling about tonight, Kevin. We have Ring of Honor star, one third of the Kingdom, Vinny Marsaglia calling in. He's going to be joining us at 8 o'clock. We're going to be talking about the conspiracy against the Kingdom and Ring of Honor.
Big deal, Craig Steele.
Big matchup at Supercard of Honor against SoCal Uncensored for the six-man tag team championships. And we'll find out if we are Melvins.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that we are Melvins.
Yeah, I'm guessing we're Melvins too.
Now go ahead and, because I'm not familiar, other than hearing them actually say it, what context? Is that like their version of Marks?
I don't know. A Melvin is a front wedgie.
So wait, when you were talking off the air, out of nowhere.
Yes, I was Googling.
Matt just starts talking about wedgies, and I have no idea why. And I didn't comment or respond or anything, because I had no idea what he was doing. Because he was just sitting at his computer, and then all of a sudden, he's like, pulling up your underwear from the front. I'm guessing that's a wedgie.
Yeah, that's what a Melvin is.
Sorry.
I mean, I can't blame you. After Tuesday's show, where I apparently forgot how to speak the English language, I listened back to it yesterday and today. Jesus Christ, was I a mumble mouth.
Do you mind if I say something?
No. Yeah, do I give a shit?
That, since maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, that's probably the worst I've ever seen you mumble mouth.
Yeah, it was bad. It was so fucking bad.
It was, yeah. And it was, I mean, you can't help but just sit back and laugh at it.
Of course. Well, I can't get mad at myself.
Because it's part of the Shining Wizard's allure and charm that Matt sometimes has a hard time.
Holy shit.
But I will say this.
I don't even think I have a big tongue.
Leaps and bounds better with plugs, though.
Do I have a big tongue? Nah.
I'm not. Judge, I don't feel comfortable.
You don't feel comfortable judging my tongue? I'm not going to kiss you.
No, I know you're not going to kiss me. It's not the point.
Oh.
It's just a weird question to be broached about.
Well, maybe that's the problem, like, is getting in the way of my words. Truth is, I'm just...
I think it's your excitement.
I'm just retarded. Oh, yes, I like that.
I think you're just so excited about what we do here that sometimes you just can't control, and your body just, and your mind and your voice just goes ahead of time.
Yeah, my brain works faster than my mouth.
It's in the fast lane is what's going on.
Fast lane.
Your thoughts and your ideas and your words are all riding carpool in the fast lane.
Well, if you are
carpool in the fast lane.
If you are carpooling with us on the rant tonight, rantiumradio.com, we are live, of course, with a special Thursday night episode. Chat us up on the Twitter at Wizards Podcast. It's hard to go into the chat room that the rant has when it's just me and Kevin. It's Kevin's rocking. He's got the phone going for the podcast. He's got the iPad going. I got two laptops open.
Like, I don't need to be in a chat room with you when I'm actually in the same real room with you.
No, not me, but I mean,
you said
you
it
know.
Was just you and me in the chat room.
No, it's just you and me. It's harder for one of us to be in the room when there's only two
gotcha.
Of us, the
chat
room.
I thought you said you don't want to be in the chat room if it's just you and me in the chat room.
Yeah, that would be weird because we're in the same room. No, I meant like...
I'd be like typing, Kevin, judge my tongue. And I'm like, Matt, I'm here. I see it.
And I'm
it's
uncomfortable.
A very large tongue.
Oh, there we go. Yes. Big tongue for the win. But it's hard for the two of us to do, look up stuff on the iPad, look up stuff on the phone, look up stuff on the laptop, run the board, run the soundboard, answer the phone, and actually do a show where one of us isn't distracted.
Some assemblage of coherence.
So if there's three of us, it's easier for one of us to be in the chat room. But if you want to chat us up, we got the Twitter open at Wizards Podcast. Feel free to chime in. We left last week.
Last Tuesday,
Jesus Christ.
That's the third time we've done that between the two of us.
We left Tuesday with the we opened the show with the great announcement, Daniel Bryan is back. We did not watch SmackDown because we knew we were doing this show tonight. We didn't watch it live because we wanted to save the excitement and our reactions for tonight. It did not take long for Daniel Bryan to get active in the ring.
Whew. Boy, oh boy, did it. Was not expecting that.
No, I don't think... I'd be surprised if anyone could say they were expecting him to just... He literally went 0 to 60.
That, again, he's in the fast lane with your ideas and your thoughts and your tongue. Yeah. And every single second of it, I was cringing. Every single second.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I was like, no. I'm like, I get it. He's cleared everything and all that stuff. But it's just been so long. And knowing what we know about his history and stuff, seeing him get so physical so fast, I was like, look, I'm looking away. I was looking away. Just because I'm like, motherfucker's going to die. And thank God he didn't. And hey, if he's okay, he's okay. I'm just going to have to get used to it.
Yeah, you're going to have to reacquaint yourself with the style of Daniel Bryan, which I saw someone in the rant board group, whatever you call yourselves. Someone was like, he's reckless. No, he's not reckless.
Maybe he also has to get used to it again, whoever it was that posted that. Because keep in mind, he was also wearing like a fucking suit, so it looked weird.
Yeah, but Daniel Bryan's never been described as a reckless wrestler. Like Seth Rollins is described as a reckless wrestler because of what he did to Sting.
Yeah.
Right?
And
he hurt somebody else, didn't he?
Did he hurt Samoa? No. Samoa Joe hurt Tyson Kidd by accident.
Right.
There's another one on that list.
Yeah, there is another one on that list.
And then he hurt himself.
Right. So I can see. I get the argument of someone calling Seth Rollins reckless because he's not protecting whoever he's in the ring with. But that Daniel Bryan, that's his style. That's like asking Sabu to do a headlock, drop down, tackle, get it again.
Wait, were people saying that he was reckless before, or he was just reckless in that segment with his kick?
No, I think they're just saying he's a reckless individual. In general. Yes.
Oh, that's just asinine.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's the style Daniel Bryan's been wrestling for the last 15 years. And if you can believe it, the stuff he did in Ring of Honor was that like multiplied by 5, 10. He was like, and he was great though. You as a performer, these guys know how to push the limits and they know what they're capable of. And you can clearly see that. It's just like you can tell every Daniel Bryan match, the moves he's going to do is equivalent to like every Finn Balor match. You know what he's going to do.
And guys, he's a professional. He gets paid to do this. Well, we don't. So we don't even do it, let alone get paid to do anything.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure that now – see, unless someone, say like a Bret Hart or like a, say Sting blamed him for it, which he never did.
Right.
Say like Ric Flair or God rest their soul, like a Dusty Rhodes or even like a Ricky Steamboat or a legend comes out and says, I think Daniel Bryan is reckless.
Right.
Then at least you have something to base your argument on in terms of someone who's been there and is legendary. Like everyone took Bret to task when he called Seth Rollins reckless. And in a way, I kind of did too. But the thing is, though, at least he has the platform and the pedigree and the career that it doesn't sound batshit crazy when someone like Bret Hart says it, even though a lot of people did think it sounded batshit crazy.
Can I ask you this?
Yes.
Do you think the Dynamite Kid was reckless?
Can't say for sure. Don't know. I don't. Off the top of my head, I can't pick a Dynamite Kid match out.
Did you ever see the one where they beat the shit out of Foley and broke his jaw when he was an enhancement talent?
Yeah. No. I'd have to go back and watch it.
But I don't know. He was reckless with his body, but I don't think that affected. I don't think that was because of him being in the ring. What's wrong, Kevin?
We're following up on the biggest story of in forever when another one, I don't know if you saw this, is possibly breaking right under our nose.
Is it the AJ Styles might not make it to WrestleMania?
No.
Oh.
It is. I just went to PW Insider with our boy Mike Johnson, who we defend when he's wrong,
I
defend when he's wrong, but he is reporting that talks are now underway between WWE and Hulk Hogan about a potential return to the company by possibly by Mania, even though I just threw that part in. So, Hogan possibly on. I mean, it's been rumored with other stuff for a while, but this is the first concrete stuff of talks and possibly maybe taking over for Daniel Bryan as
the GM.
As a GM of SmackDown.
Could you imagine? SmackDown after WrestleMania?
Hogan.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Or what? Or do they announce them wrong? Wrong.
Oh yeah.
And he just shows up on SmackDown.
I mean, they did debut Bobby Roode at the SmackDown after. Yes.
Get a lot drunk.
Maybe you didn't notice. You were very concerned about the snow. Well, you heard it here first. Compliments of PW Insider. The possibility that Hulk Hogan and the WWE are negotiating. I can't even.
Oh, no, they have.
They are speaking.
Yeah, WWE, in response to a PW Insider request for comments, we have had discussions with Terry Bollea about how he can help others learn from his mistakes. However, he is not under any contract with WWE. But there are talks.
So him and Booker T will have a class, right?
Well,
what not
Mark
to say?
Henry was the one that said he'll be fine with Hulk Hogan coming back if he apologizes face-to-face to every African-American wrestler on the roster.
All right.
Which, if that's what it takes for Hogan to get back into the game, which I don't think, I can't speak, I don't think a lot of African-American wrestlers really shat on him when it happened.
No, I don't think so, but it is, I mean,
what he did was fucking awesome.
We've said it before on the show, but it's not in a serious manner.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you...
That was a recorded video of Hogan not knowing...
That he was being recorded. And he just was saying it like...
Like, in a conversation, like it was second nature.
It's like, hey, you want a grilled cheese? Let's have a grilled cheese. You want a grilled cheese? He pretty much was...
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's... there's some real anger there towards the African-American people for you to
oh, absolutely. As there should be.
Hatefully say there should be... Anger towards the African American people?
No, not towards them.
Okay, because that's what it sounded like you just said.
What did it sound like I just said? I was going to see how long it's been since Hogan's been there, and it's been about 3 years.
Yeah, because they had.
What did I say?
I
said that there should be anger from African Americans towards Hogan.
Right, I think you flipped it around though, and I think you said there should be anger
at Hogan from Hogan towards black people.
Yeah, I think so. We'd have to go back and listen to that. But I think it would be awesome if he came back just in time for WrestleMania. Don't let him get the microphone in his hand again, because he'll call it the Silver Dome, and it'll just be embarrassing.
That was the last time he was there, right?
Yeah. Well, that was about the same time because they were using him.
He was the host.
Yeah, he was the host, and they did that set to WrestleMania 30. That was at the Silverdome.
Was it?
Superdome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where Daniel Bryan won.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? I'm all confused because I just watched that WWE 24 about last year's WrestleMania.
Oh, is that with the Dana Brooke thing?
No.
No, they just did one about the Women's Revolution.
Oh, that
right?
I watched, too. That was about everyone.
Right, but wasn't that sad, the Dana Brooke thing about her boyfriend?
They didn't talk about it.
That's... was one of the clips I saw where she dedicated the match to him or something.
At least I didn't see it on the actual thing.
Because
he was a bodybuilder.
He choked and he like died in his sleep or something weird. It's fucking scary as fuck.
I don't
remember
seeing that in the documentary.
I thought I saw a clip for the documentary and that was like the highlight.
On TV you saw it?
Maybe on the network or one of these Facebook gimmicks over here.
So maybe it was an old trailer.
Yeah, I mean, it was part of the trailer. I assume it was in the show.
I mean, Dana Brooke does have a moment where she talks, and
you
but
just
was, but,
you
no,
just
no,
you
no
just,
but it was more,
it's all white noise because you don't care what Dana Brooke
no,
has
it was
to
just
say.
It was just more about being in the ring with like Trish Stratus and stuff like that. That was pretty much the whole gist of that whole segment, which it's actually really good.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
All those WWE 24s are really good.
Anything the WWE does. From like the DVDs, yes, I still buy the WWE DVDs, to the documentaries and stuff that they put on the network, they're all really done nicely. And I just wish they would do more of them. I would love to see a Million Dollar Man one.
Oh, you mean
not like The Price of Fame.
The Price of Fame wasn't good enough for you?
No, The Price of Fame was very...
Jesus-y.
Yeah, come to Jesus stuff. Which, I mean, if that's what you're into, good for you. Just don't make it seem like it's a wrestling documentary.
Yeah.
So Daniel Bryan essentially fires Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, stating that he has been fired. And, of course, they kiss his ass at the beginning of the promo saying they drove to get to the building as fast as they could, and Walker Texas Ranger pulled him over.
That was weird.
Then they said everything is dumber in Texas.
Yeah.
You think the Walker Texas Ranger was like a joke at Monday Night Raw?
Why? What did they do on Monday Night Raw?
Well, wasn't Walker Texas Ranger before or after Raw back in the day?
Oh, I don't know.
I know that. Murder, She Wrote at a point was at the beginning. Was
definitely right.
Silk Stockings was after. But at some point, Walker Texas Ranger was on a lot on USA.
I don't remember.
Maybe during the Attitude Era.
I don't remember it leading to Raw, but it could have, maybe like 93, 94. But I do remember Murder, She Wrote 100%. I do remember, La Femme Nikita after.
Oh, yeah, La Femme Nikita, nice.
I remember.
Then they did the gimmick where that was Up All Night with Rhonda Shear.
Yeah.
And she was part of it with Shawn Michaels.
I want to say Renegade, led into it at one point, too. That show with Lorenzo Lamas. I think that was a lead-in, too. I have no idea. I don't remember Walker, but it's possible. I have to go back to all my old VHS tapes because I always started the tape at, 8:57.
Yeah, you had to start it early.
7:57 or 7:58. Especially when Nitro started doing that shit.
Yeah, Nitro did a lot of wacky shit, though. Remember when they did the gimmicks where they would show you the rest of the match? Like, they would go off the air, and then you'd have to watch some shitty TNT movie.
And then they'd cut back into it?
Yeah.
It was Hogan and the Giant, I think, did that once.
They did it a couple times.
I think it was a title change.
Luger, too. I think Luger and Hogan was one of them, maybe.
That could have been it.
They did it a couple times, and it was essentially just to get the ratings up for, some TNT Robin Hood movie, I want to say.
Yes, it was Robin Hood. Yeah, so it was like a Robin Hood miniseries or some shit like that.
Yes. But yes.
I was watching night shows all yesterday.
So the beatdown commenced and Daniel Bryan broke out all the moves. He threw a sick suplex on Sami Zayn.
Yeah. That was almost like a rolling German.
And,
right, does he start really low with him and then just kind of
Kevin mimicked the suplex. You do a lot of mimicking over there.
Yeah, I know.
If you had done the wrist, Dean Malenko style, then threw it, that would have been much
more. Love the Dean Malenko wrists.
That would have
been. I do the CM Punk. You know who does this all the time? Buddy Chris Bueller. He always does this.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's a MMA thing.
Yeah. But I digress.
Oh, here we go. He digresses.
That's old school. Vintage Wizards.
The German running drop kicks. The crowd was going crazy, and then Owens made the save, and then they hit him with a haluva kick. And
powerbomb on the apron. Oof,
yeah,
ah.
And the powerbomb on the apron, and then the stretcher job. And man, we are off and running towards Mania SmackDown. The ratings are up this week. They're up. Let me see here. Ba-ba-ba. The show averaged 2.888 million viewers, a 4% increase over last week's,
right,
and 12% higher than 2 weeks ago. And the episode retained 87% of the Raw audience from the night before.
Solid.
So that's pretty sharp. And, man, the internet was a-buzzing. So they're playing up that Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are fired. They removed their profile pages from the WWE.com section. They're now in the alumni section. And Kevin Owens.
They're in the Cesaro section. That's where they put them.
The Cesaro section?
You don't remember that?
No.
When that was a big thing, when Cesaro was a babyface, they had the Cesaro section where they would all the fans sitting in the same area would hold up signs.
Oh, yeah.
The Cesaro section.
I remember that. Yeah. They did a huge, Kevin Owens went,
huge.
Keep trying to keep kayfabe alive. He went and he changed his Twitter name back to Kevin Steen and his handle back to Fight Steen Fight. So that is pretty cool. So they're really going to push this thing into those guys being fired, and we'll see where that goes. Outside of that, nothing really super of note that happened from SmackDown. Nakamura beat Aiden English with AJ Styles at ringside. The WWE department did gaffe the graphics as he was presented as the United States champion while he was sitting ringside. So that was fun. Natty beat Charlotte Flair in a non-title match.
Oh, boy.
Because Carmella ran down with a referee. before she could cash in. You know, she wanted to cash in. Charlotte got distracted, nailed her with the big boot. Natty rolled her up and got the pinfall. So
all right.
We are on our way to Mania with Charlotte and Asuka, which...
So Asuka hasn't been on SmackDown yet, has she?
She was there last week. Made her debut.
Okay.
Want to say? We got Mudus. He's hanging out with us tonight. He's on the couch. Usually he hides from Kevin. But he seems quite content to be there tonight, so he's hanging out with us. Harper beat Jimmy Uso, so it looks like we're going three-way at Mania. With, of course, the New Day, unless they find something else for the New Day to do. We announced it Tuesday night, Rude, Orton, and Jinder, three-way dance at Mania for the U.S. title. And that essentially was SmackDown in a nutshell. Baron Corbin squashed Ty Dillinger.
God, poor Ty Dillinger.
I read a fun stat. If you count the Fastlane kickoff show, Ty Dillinger has had 9 matches on TV since September.
Really?
And 6 of them have been with Baron Corbin.
That's not a perfect 10.
No, that is not a perfect 10.
One more.
That's frustrating.
That's a negative 9.
So I thought that was interesting. As I mentioned, AJ Styles is battling an injury. It was reported Friday night from the MSG show. They did an angle, but word has come out that he is more hurt than they let on to be. Triple H, I guess, in a conference call said there's a plan B and a C, but they're going to try and get – AJ's going to try and get himself ready for WrestleMania.
What are the B's and C's?
He did not disclose what B and C were.
What would your B and C be?
Jesus. I don't know. It's
what could you see the B being, and what would be the C that you could foresee?
That. I don't know. It seems like almost everybody has something to do right now in Mania, especially your big players. Essentially from the SmackDown brand, you're looking at Owens and Sammy against Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon. You're looking at...
Well, they haven't announced it yet, so maybe that's where they go with the... Maybe they do something with that. If AJ Styles can't go, maybe you make... put the title in that environment, that group of guys.
Well, you'd have to put Shinsuke in there. He won the Rumble.
Right. So maybe Shane McMahon referees a match between Owens,
Sami Zayn,
Shinsuke, and Daniel Bryan. Then Daniel Bryan wins the title.
Oof. You really want to see him win the title.
I couldn't care less, to be honest with you. But I just, if that's your B, I mean, where else can you see that title fitting in? Unless, you know, what are the other main matches on SmackDown?
The U.S. title match.
Maybe winners both. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. They'd have to figure something big out. So we'll keep our eyes on that as we move towards WrestleMania, which is about 2 weeks away. Which is pretty crazy.
That would suck if AJ Styles isn't on Mania.
I think he'll do everything in his power to get there. If he's not healthy and he does wrestle, he will not walk out the champion.
Right. You got to have the belt on the line somehow.
Right. Right, you do. 205 Live followed the Mixed Match Challenge. I don't know anything that's going on in the Mixed Match Challenge.
I haven't watched one episode of it.
It doesn't interest me.
But I've heard that it's been pretty entertaining.
I don't doubt that it's pretty entertaining.
It's all on the network now. That might be my next project to go and watch the Mixed Match.
Apparently, I saw a headline. The team of Finn and Sasha was voted back in.
All right.
Whatever that. So there was like a fan vote, and they get to be re-entered into like the final 2 weeks. I really have no idea.
Well, I know. I think didn't Miz and Asuka just lose to Strowman and Bliss?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Prince of Pro, get at us.
I don't know if Prince of Pro's around tonight. We threw a curveball to a lot of people. Thursday night show of the Shining Wizards.
We gave enough notice, though, right? We said on Tuesday we'd be here.
We did say it on Tuesday. So 205 Live, we are down to the nitty-gritty. Who is Cedric Alexander going to face at WrestleMania? But before we take that journey...
I think I did watch 205 Live. Because there was a tag match on that too. It was Hideo Itami and Tozawa.
No, that was the week before. Okay, so when Cedric beat Roderick.
Okay.
This, you, of course, you got to see the Lucha House Party. Lucha House Party in the house. Hideo Itami defeated Lince Dorado by DQ.
Okay. Are they going heels with the Japanese folks? Or no?
I feel like maybe. But it's yet to be seen. I can't make any clear-cut decisions yet. I want to see what else they do with these guys. TJP defeated Kenneth Johnson.
Oh, Kenneth Johnson.
Yeah.
He was in the Cruiserweight Classic, and he was in he's been around for a while.
Yeah.
They had to have mentioned that he was in the Cruiserweight Classic.
Where does he wrestle out of?
Oh, God. I knew this at one point. I actually thought he was going to be one of the guys that they were going to go with.
Let's see. Wheezy Woo on Twitter.
All right. Wheezy Woo.
Kenneth skinny Johnson. Guy. Yeah, he's a skinny looking cat.
Huh. No, he's been around for a while. I just don't know where out of.
Let's see. Here
I remember knowing the name when he was in the Cruiserweight Classic.
He's out of Detroit. Match statistics, career. He's only been wrestling since 2013, according to this one website. He had one match in Ring of Honor. He's done stuff with NWA. He's done stuff with Branded Outlaw Wrestling. He's done stuff with Lone Star Championship Wrestling.
So they must have been in that area then, I guess.
And he had he lost to Akira Tozawa in the first round of the Cruiserweight Classic. And he lost a dark match to Drew Gulak and Tony Nese, a tag match with Lince Dorado. But he's back. I guess they're going to be if they're going.
They were probably in Detroit or somewhere nearby and brought him in.
Well, if they're going to be trying to deepen the cruiserweight division and bring in tag teams, I mean, the more guys, the better, right?
Right. And last week, what's his name? Gallagher beat somebody, a local dude. So. They were probably somewhere in Detroit area last night.
We got to see a great promo video. Mustafa Ali told a story about being caught before he was in the WWE. Talked about him being more driven than ever, and that he's just gunning for WrestleMania, a chance for a title. He can change someone's mind who would hate a man named Mustafa Ali just due to his name.
I hate that Drew Gulak didn't get it.
But look, you got to have – someone's got to challenge whoever wins this afterwards. So maybe Drew Gulak doesn't get his WrestleMania moment. Awesome match with Mustafa Ali. Mustafa Ali gets the W. He hit a DDT and then an 054 and ended it all. And Mustafa Ali is going – to the WrestleMania. How do you feel about
pre-show?
How do you feel about everybody pointing at the WrestleMania sign? Is it getting a bit ridiculous yet?
I've stopped caring.
I'm not asking you if you care. I feel like during.
No, it's. I don't think it's ridiculous.
Every person points at the WrestleMania sign.
Well, every person. I mean, it's every person's dream.
I understand that, but if John Cena, he needs to get his WrestleMania moment. He's not missed a WrestleMania. He's the be all end all. Like, I get it. He can point at it. If you win the Rumble, you can point at it. Now everybody's fucking pointing at
it. Well, he earned the shot to be there, so he pointed at the sign. I mean, it'd be ridiculous if people that weren't on the card started pointing at the sign.
Well, everyone's going to be on the card because
that'd be fucking weird.
Going to be 6 hours long.
All right. But, like, if I'm in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, like, if I'm
Dash Wilder.
If I'm Dash Wilder, I'm not pointing to the WrestleMania sign.
You don't think so?
No.
You think Mojo Rawley would point at the WrestleMania sign?
Oh, he would, because he's hype.
Yeah, he's hype. He's not a hype bro. What happened? What's your boy Zack Ryder doing? I haven't seen him on TV in a minute.
The Elite Squad. Have you seen that?
No. Is that a toy thing?
Yes.
No. I get he's a huge action figure fan.
It's cool.
All right, but he's a wrestler. Shouldn't he be featured on TV?
He'll be in the Battle Royal.
He's better than that, Kevin.
Oh, I know.
You and I both know that.
Oh, I know. Maybe he'll win it.
Oh, yeah, like he did when he won the ladder match.
That was... But
that was awesome.
The Elite Squad is... It's Renee Young, AJ Styles, Kurt Hawkins, Zack Ryder, and Charlie
Caruso.
Who's the other one?
Charlie's Angels.
No, the one that does like the social media shit. I always get him.
Kathy Kelly.
Yeah, I think it's Kathy Kelly.
Okay.
So Hawkins had a video on WWE.com going over new action figures from Mattel. So Hawkins got some camera time. My man, pots and pans.
Should have brought him back to challenge the Usos at WrestleMania.
Should. They will. You got to.
No, they've already decided. It's going to be Braun and the Shadow.
No, it's going to be somebody else.
Or no, that's the Bludgeon Brothers and the New Day. The Braun and the Shadow are taking on the Bar.
Who do you think? I was thinking about this. About who Braun Strowman's partner is going to be. Have you heard anything? Have you read anything on the news sites or anything?
I have not. What about you?
Neither have I. But I was thinking.
Okay.
I have two guys in my head.
Two.
One, which is everyone's not going to care about, but I think it would be kind of cool if they were a team for once. Braun Strowman and Big Show.
I like turtles.
Love turtles. And the other one is Braun Strowman and Big Cass.
Boo! Ugh. I just think they're going to bring Cass back and let him win the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Yeah, I guess I could do that too.
It needs to be like...
What about Samoa Joe?
I feel like if you put like two strong guys, like... It needs to be like... It almost needs to be like an ECW, like Cactus Jack, Mikey Whipwreck thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just needs to be like somebody so...
Maybe it's Drew Gulak.
All right. Look, I can get something...
Johnny Gargano.
Dolph?
Nah.
I don't know.
I think it's going to be another big guy.
It's going to be Gilbert. You're going to bring dust off the Gilbert. James Ellsworth coming back.
I can get behind that.
First stint at a tag title run.
I can get behind that. Ellsworth and Strowman?
Yes, yeah, something like ridiculous like
that'd
that.
That'd be pretty cool because that's how Ellsworth got fucking signed.
Sure, like Braun does all the heavy lifting and then Ellsworth gets the pin, almost like the Cactus Jack Mikey Whipwreck ECW thing.
They call him Ensworth.
They don't have to have a name, come on.
Ensworth. It's like Enzo and Big Ensworth. And he comes out.
Ellsworth, fucking... not Enzo.
Yeah, but. He's James Ellsworth.
So right.
You find Enzo and Ellsworth, and he comes out dressed like Enzo, and he's Ensworth.
Oh, God, they would not. You will never see anything that resembles Enzo Amore on a WWE TV until that thing is buried and put to bed.
Ensworth. I like it. Book it.
Book Triple it. H. What about like a legend, like a WWE legend? Like Jake the Snake, Big Show? I don't know. That then that's like another. That's like an unbeatable tag team,
unless they lose.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. It's a weird. I just think that whole thing is weird. Oh, you know what else I wanted to before we move into 205 Live. No, not 205 Live. NXT and the New Japan Cup Finals. All these people, right? When they announced Daniel Bryan was coming back, like the WWE Universe. All the wrestlers and stuff were tweeting, and they were super excited, and they were happy for him coming back. Not one of them could come down and save him when he was getting the boots put to him.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Come on.
At least, like, you don't have to fight him, but
no, somebody could like protect him or push the guys around. Yeah, something. It was, I guess you could say I'm nitpicking, but I just felt like.
Well, wasn't Daniel Bryan in that feud? Wasn't he the heel? If you will.
Yeah, I guess they were, I don't know if he was the heel as much as he was the voice of reason.
But like he was pushing for Zayn and Owens
Well, Shane McMahon was letting his emotions get the best of him.
No, that's what I'm saying. My point is that he was on the side of Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. I mean, I don't watch a lot of SmackDown because it's when we do the show. But I thought that if one was a heel, it was Daniel Bryan. Between him and Shane.
Okay.
So maybe...
I felt like Shane was more of the heel because he just couldn't get out of his own way.
I don't know.
And he was making all these decisions with
You could be right. I honestly don't remember or know. I thought that because Daniel Bryan was kind of aligning Like, he gave Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn all the opportunities that Shane said they couldn't have.
Right.
So I thought that made Daniel Bryan a heel.
See, I thought he was just being the voice of reason.
Yeah, you could be. Like I said, I don't really watch a lot of it, so.
You should. And you should also go to BrutusBeefcake.com to get his book.
Did he tell us to say that?
No, it just popped up on Twitter while I was refreshing it, and I thought I would plug the beefer. New Japan, they did their finals of the New Japan Cup 2018. If you have New Japan World or you don't want to pay the $8 a month and you like to look at stuff online, go out of your way to find Zack Sabre Jr. and Tanahashi. The story told was awesome. The match itself was unbelievable. A great technical match. They were competitive. I mean, it was just great. It was a great story told. You know, Tanahashi eventually got worn down from Zack Sabre just picking him apart. And that's been Zack Sabre Jr.'s MO through this whole tournament, where he picked apart Naito, he picked apart Sonata, and who else did he pick apart? I have it down here. I'm sorry. I got notes all over the place here. Ibushi. So, I mean, those are some pretty big names in New Japan, and he picked all those guys apart, and he walked out with the 2018 New Japan Cup. He was the first, or he will be, the first British-born wrestler to challenge for the IWGP heavyweight title since William Regal did it in 1995.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Wait, for what belt?
The IWGP Heavyweight Championship.
Since 95?
Yes, Zack Sabre will be the first British-born wrestler.
You know, I'm an asshole that was thinking like American. I'm like, wait a second, that doesn't make sense at all.
No, British-born, yeah. My friend. So this sets up for New Japan Sakura Genesis on April 1st, where Okada will defend his IWGP Heavyweight title against Zack Sabre. If Okada defeats Sabre, he will tie Tanahashi's record of most IWGP Heavyweight title defenses in a single reign at 11.
He'll win.
So, of course, I'm sure he'll win, but I think they set it up. It's a great story. They're both in chaos. Are they? No. They're not both in chaos. Excuse me. Jay White is in chaos, and he's the one that said he was going to challenge him, but that's neither here nor there. The other match announced is a triple threat match for the IWGP Junior Tag Team Championships as Desperado and Kanemura, they take on Bushi and Takahashi and Roppongi 3K in a triple threat. Also, the Killer Elite Squad called out Evil and Sonata at this the finals here. So a lot of good stuff going on in New Japan, and then they are coming stateside. I'm at it again, Kevin. I'm at it again. They will be stateside this Sunday in Long Beach, California. The show will be live on Axis TV at 8 o'clock Sunday night, with the main event being Omega and Ibushi taking on the Young Bucks.
Nice.
Also, the IWGP United States Heavyweight Championship is on the line as Jay White defends against Hangman Page. You'll see Okada and Ishii take on Zack Sabre Jr. and Minoru Suzuki. Rey Mysterio, he did pull out of the show because of his bicep injury. So it's going to be Jushin Thunder Liger against Will Ospreay, which is still a pretty awesome match, if you ask me.
It would have been cool to see Liger and Mysterio in the same ring again together.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you know, if Mysterio is open to it and he doesn't re-sign with the WWE, I think you'll see it, you know, maybe over the summer. But you never know. You never know. Cody and Marty Scurll will be in action. Sonata, Bushi, Tanahashi, Okada, Davey Boy Smith, Lance Archer. I mean, it's a who's who of pro wrestling. And New Japan is just pedal to the metal, going hard. So if you have access Sunday night, make sure you tune in at 8 o'clock for what will definitely be a sick, sick show.
I'm excited for that. I know we talked about it on Tuesday. I think we may have gotten a main event wrong, though, for the Lucha Underground.
We did, because they just announced it yesterday.
I think we said that LAX were fighting Phoenix and Pentagon, but they're not.
They're not. LAX is fighting Killshot and the Mac.
Yeah.
Shane Strickland and Willie Mack. Aries and Phoenix are taking on Alberto El Patron and Pentagon Jr. Yeah.
So I just wanted to. I was thinking about that since yesterday when I saw that they announced this main event. I'm like, wait, what did we say it was on Tuesday? Because it's definitely wrong.
Yeah, and this show is taking place April 6th. We are patiently awaiting Impact to come on the TV, and we're waiting for Vinny Marcellia to call in from the Kingdom. Lucha Underground against Impact Wrestling. And as Kevin mentioned, LAX takes on the Mac and the Killshot, who is Shane Strickland. Andrew Everett, Desmond Xavier, and DJZ take on King Cuerno, Aerostar, and Drago. Eddie Edwards versus Jeremiah Crane, also known as Sammy Callahan, in I Quit match. And then they just announced the main event, which will be Phoenix and Austin Aries against El Patron and Pentagon Jr. And this takes place Friday, April 6th.
See, that confuses me because I thought it was Impact versus Lucha. So why are they splitting the guys up? Or is Pentagon no longer in Lucha? And is he in?
No, no. Instead of a tag team from Impact facing a team from Lucha Underground, they decided that because Aries and Patron are on such a collision course, right, for the which April 22nd pay-per-view Redemption, that they should probably be in a tag match. And what better guys than these two guys to put in there with
them?
So
I guess Pentagon is still... I thought for some reason I thought he left Lucha Underground.
Yeah, I don't... They've been very strict with what they're doing with Season 4, to the point where they made all the fans and the Dirt Riders
sign the releases,
confidentiality,
yeah,
agreements. So nothing has really been leaked. Did you? Sonny Kiss was out there for Lucha Underground, though.
Really?
Yeah, I saw you put a bunch of pictures on Facebook.
And so was I don't know if she's been there before. Thunder Rosa. Not. I don't know if that's what she goes by on Lucha, but Thunder Rosa. We're friends with her on Facebook.
I think she's been out there before.
She might have been, but she's been doing the Lucha thing for a while.
So. Lots of good things going on. Cobra Moon, Thunder Rosa.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah, she's all over the place there. So that was the New Japan Cup. And then NXT was last night. And they were back at the Full Sail. And the show opened with Tommaso Ciampa. And he comes out and he... He is getting ready to cut his promo, and he finally broke it down, and he shouted, "Ciampa or Gargano was gone," and all the fans were chanting for Johnny Gargano. They were going crazy for him, and Tommaso got in people's face. He got in a grandma's face. He ripped up her sign, which was pretty cool.
I wonder if that was a plant, the same grandma from that magic show.
Oh man, you ruined it for me.
Remember that?
Yeah. You ruined it for me, Kevin.
I think it's the same one.
Did you happen to see the one girl who actually looked like she was going to cry when Ciampa ripped the sign out of her hands?
Yeah, I did. I felt bad.
And then there was a man with a lucha mask on, and he ripped the sign out of his hands, and then the man took off the lucha mask to reveal Johnny Gargano. And he jumped over the guardrail and beat the piss out of Ciampa until security... came down and dragged Johnny away, threw him out of the building. So we're getting the seeds for clearly a Ciampa Gargano match. I don't think you're going to see it at NXT New Orleans.
You don't think?
I don't think so.
I do.
You have the finals of the Dusty Classic. You have the ladder match for the North American title. Mm-hmm. You have Aleister Black and Almas.
Yeah, you have Baszler and Ember Moon.
Baszler and Ember Moon. So that's already four. And they usually throw on like a throwaway, some kind of match to build somebody.
Lars Sullivan is coming back.
Yeah, maybe something with I don't know.
Lars Sullivan's in the match though.
The six way, right?
I think he is. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're going to hold off. I think they're going to let it build.
And I mean, not that you can have it, but oh no, the finals, is it the finals of the Dusty Road Classic, or is the winner get the shot at TakeOver?
I think it was the winner gets the shot at TakeOver.
We don't even know what's going to happen with that unless they pull Adam Cole or he does double duty and teams with.
Yeah. Right now, I haven't read anything in the last couple weeks. That's the plan, but that could, of course, change.
What's the plan?
That he's going to do double duty. He's going to do the ladder match and defend the tag titles with
Kyle O'Reilly. I think Gargano Ciampa at TakeOver.
We only got a couple, 2 weeks, two more shows.
That's a big match, though.
It's a huge match.
And this takeover, to be honest with you, I'm not really feeling it all that much. I know it's going to be great. Don't get me wrong. I know it's going to be a fantastic show. They always are. The track record is too good for it not to be. I'm just like, there's nothing really that gets me super super excited about it.
You're not excited for the ladder match with Ricochet and EC3?
Okay, all right, that's fair. But they haven't been on TV yet, though.
No, but they did run a vignette for Ricochet last night.
Yeah. So, like, it's hard to be excited about a match that you don't know when, like, you haven't seen the guys yet.
Yeah, but why do you need to see the guys when you know who they are and you're going to throw a ladder in there? And
listen,
it's...
I'm not... It sounds disingenuous when I say that nothing's really grabbing me. Of course I'm excited about it. Like, I'm excited to see these guys back in, or in for the first time in WWE. But, like, usually, like, the main event is the one that, like, grabs you. For some reason, Almas and Aleister Black isn't doing it for me yet.
No?
No.
I'm very excited. I feel like we've said this before, but the NXT cards, too. They really don't jump out and grab you, but, man.
No, and again, they're always fucking great.
Yeah, they are.
But.
Charlie Caruso is up next, and she announced that due to Tyler Bate being injured, Mustache Mountain, they're out of the Dusty Road Tag Team Classic. Roderick Strong went on Twitter, and he pleaded to Lord Steven Regal to put him in the Dusty Classic. And
we took our time machine back to 1997 when he was last called Lord Steven Regal.
Look, you can never escape being the Lord of Regal, of Steven.
The Lord...
Mr. Regal granted the request and is now up to Roddy to find his own tag team partner. They find out that Roderick Strong has found his tag team partner, Pete Dunne, and they have defeated Kevin's.
Chapter last week, kind of saw it coming.
Yeah. They have defeated Kevin's pick to win the Dusty Rhodes Classic, Lorcan and Birch.
I still love that team.
But you never know. You never know what happens in the future. And Strong pinned Birch with a release suplex into a backbreaker. Great match. I enjoyed it thoroughly. We mentioned the Ricochet vignette that they showed. And then we got Ember Moon defending against Aaliyah in a non-title match.
Then Adam Cole. And Cassius Ohno.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Raul Mendoza came out for a match, and he was viciously assaulted by Almas. He was finally annoyed with what Aleister Black said about him and Zelina Vega last week. And he called out Black, and he called him a piece of shit. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's pretty hardcore. And I'm very excited about that. And then, of course, we mentioned Adam Cole. He defeated Cassius Ohno. Adam Cole is using this finisher is called the Last Shot, which is a Shining Wizard. So we have that going for us. Of course, Kevin mentioned Lars Sullivan is coming back next week. And Lord Steven Regal announced that he will be making an announcement next week in NXT that will change the landscape of NXT forever. And I'm sure that is the ladder match that he announced. And then we heard about it because some of us read the spoilers. And that was big news. You couldn't really escape it on social media. It was out there all over the place. They're introducing a new title, the North American title. So that is all the results from this past week. We are waiting for Impact to come on. We have Vinny Marsaglia calling in at 8 o'clock, the Hurricane part of the kingdom. We'll find out what this whole conspiracy is really about, see if we can get to the bottom of that. Find out if me and Kevin are Melvins, which my understanding is a front wedgie, but we'll get some clarification on that. We might talk a little horror movies. The big Supercard of Honor show that the Kingdom will get their shot at SoCal Uncensored. So we got that going for us. We mentioned the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, and already announced for the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. The entrants so far, Scott Dawson, Dash Wilder, Baron Corbin, Ty Dillinger, and Mojo Rawley. So that's what we have right now for the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Run them by me again.
Dash and Dawson, Baron Corbin, Ty Dillinger, and Mojo Rawley.
All right.
That is who has already been announced for the Battle Royal. On the women's side, the WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal, we have Sasha Banks, Natty, Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, Sarah Logan, Naomi, and Becky Lynch. Of course, I expect to see Bayley introduced into that, and maybe a couple people from the NXT.
Oh, it's going to be everyone. And
you think it'd be like 20, right? 20 women?
Yeah, right?
I would imagine so. Pat McAfee, the Colts punter, will be part of NXT TakeOver New Orleans pre-show with Charlie Caruso and Sam Roberts on April 7th. So how do you like me now? He was involved in the NXT house show where he took a steel chair out of Adam Cole's hands during an Aleister Black Adam Cole match, and that helped Aleister Black beat Adam Cole. So they're getting themselves out there trying to spread their wings with Barstool Radio, which is what Pat McAfee does. He's a personality on that show. 205 Live setting up a Fatal 4-Way next week. Akira Tozawa against Kalista, against TJP, against Buddy Murphy. It wasn't announced as a number one contenders match, but Drake Maverick said the new Cruiserweight champion would need challengers when he made it. So it will be...
Just stirring the old pot.
It will be Buddy Murphy's first appearance on the show since being eliminated in the title tournament. And that's pretty much the notes I have, Kevin. Right now, what's going on? We are 5 minutes away from Vinny Marsaglia. Did I say that right? I got to practice.
Marsaglia,
joining us at 8 o'clock to talk a little Ring of Honor. I do want to ask him about his gross dreadlocks. What?
You just call him gross dreadlocks?
Dreadlocks are fucking gross, dude.
You gonna tell him? You gonna
say? I am gonna tell him that.
Okay.
How long? First of all, they probably stink.
You can't wash dreadlocks?
I don't know. I'm going to ask. Tomorrow on Busted Open, Sirius XM Channel 93, friend of the show Anthony Bowens will be in studio.
Ah, good for Bowens.
With WWE Hall of Famer Mark Henry and Dave LaGreca. So if you are a Sirius XM subscriber, be sure to tune in to Sirius XM Rush Channel 93 tomorrow to hear friends of the show Dave LaGreca and Anthony Bowens. Maybe one day we can be friends with Mark Henry, WWE Hall of Famer.
One day. I hope maybe one. That was always as a kid. That was one thing I always wanted to be. Was friends with Mark Henry.
Really?
No.
Oh.
No. But now as an adult, yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
If you could be friends with one wrestler, right? Like one that you're not already friends with, like legit friends, not like tagging you on fucking Facebook, commenting on your IG. Like go to their like. Wrestler A is having a barbecue. Kev, what are you doing? Come by. We got the. Pool's rocking. We got some barbecue going. A couple of guys are going to come by.
Probably. And I'm going to probably get shit for it because everyone probably already knows the answer to it. Probably Ryder.
All right.
Ryder or Miz? Miz? I bet Miz throws sick parties.
You think so?
What? Are you kidding me?
No.
A-lister.
He's got a pregnant wife, bro. We can't be throwing parties.
That's true. I have to think about this. I got to think about guys. You know what? It's throwing a monkey wrench into the whole equation. Because Ryder is almost kind of tied down too. So I might have to like think about this like who's going to be like my road dog.
Yeah, but why like.
Like the wingman.
You're just looking at. He's having a barbecue. He wants you to come over and hang out.
Probably Ryder.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. You're not allowed to tweet about it though. Or put anything on IG.
No, for friends. You can put shit on it all the time.
No.
Why not?
He doesn't want that.
Why wouldn't he want that?
Because he doesn't want the attention. He just wants to hang out with his friends.
But friends put pictures of friends hanging out all the time.
Sure.
So?
But he doesn't want that.
He's the most active guy on social media there is.
Yeah, but he doesn't want that.
Did he tell you that? Did he text you?
No, I don't. I don't have.
You're not his friend.
I don't have a friendship with Zack Ryder.
You're not his friend. Zack Ryder. And this. In this hypothetical, Zack Ryder is my friend. And he actually told me that he expects me to put shit up. Out there.
All right. You are in a Facebook group with Zack Ryder where you could befriend him. You know that.
That's true. But I don't have my action figure game isn't where it needs to be for him to actually accept me as a friend, I feel
you
like.
You could ask for pointers. Where's the best, you know, I know he does a lot of his stuff is a lot of mint, right?
Yeah, dude. Guy spends like probably what I spent on college, he spent on action figures.
All right. There will be a toys show, Kevin, right down the road here in Parsippany, April 21st and 22nd at the PAL building. All right. I heard there are a lot of loose Hasbros and LJNs. that are probably going to be sold for way above the actual price that they're worth.
You don't know unless you look.
That's true.
Right?
We are getting in the garage sale season, though, so.
It's coming. Well, yeah, as long as it stops fucking snowing. Blizzard yesterday, 50 degrees today. We're all going to die.
I'll be all right.
As we wait patiently for our brand new friend, Vinny Marcellia. I wonder if he's going to give a shit.
I wonder if he's going to have a barbecue. Should ask him.
Oh, yes.
Maybe he'll invite us up to Warwick, Rhode Island.
Perhaps he would. If he, you think we can make him pick?
What?
Is he gonna? Who's he going to invite, me or you?
I'll probably invite you. You were talking to him.
You think so? Yeah, but he doesn't know who I am.
That's true. And he knows who I am? Is?
Or? Maybe. It's possible.
It's like that episode of Seinfeld where Keith Hernandez is stretching in the bathroom, and then like Jerry's like, should we say something to him? And then they're like, what are you talking about? He's Keith Hernandez. And then Jerry's like, well, if he came up to me and said something, I wouldn't care. And George is like, he's Keith Hernandez. You're Jerry Seinfeld. What, do you make a couple of jokes in a nightclub? And fucking, so that's what it would be like, I think.
That's what it would be like?
Yeah. Unless we were actually at an ROH show. And then we'd probably, then he'd probably be happy to see us.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
After today.
I wonder if he's going to bring up the fact that he reached out to us a couple years ago to do the show.
God, I hope not.
Joining us now on the Shining Wizards Hotline, one third of the kingdom, ROH superstar, the one and only Vinny Marcellia. How are you doing, Vinny?
I'm good. How are you doing? That's pretty awesome. I love that intro. That's great.
Only the best for the Horror King.
Thanks, man.
Of course, Vinny. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. First question on the docket. Do you think me and Kevin are Melvins?
Well, I mean, if you guys think you are, then you probably are.
I don't like that answer at all.
But you guys asked us to be on the show, so I don't think you're Melvins at all.
All right, now when you say Melvin, you are referring to the front wedgie?
Melvin is something that actually Matt had came up with. So that's Matt's thing. Like Matt's really, you know, that's the Melvin thing. It's kind of like bigger with Matt than it is myself. I guess I'm just like the Melvin Slayer, you know? I don't know. I know Matt, like, was calling his buddies that and whatnot and kind of brought it into wrestling, and it's become this, like, you know, hot thing for the kingdom. So, but yeah, I guess I'm just the Melvin Slayer, you know?
That should be a T-shirt on your pro wrestling tees.
That is a pretty cool shirt.
ProWrestlingTees.com/Inksanity is Vinny's pro wrestling tees store. And you mentioned Melvin Slayer. You guys were the first ever Ring of Honor 6-man tag team championship. How much did it mean to you to be given that baton? And how much did it mean to you to be inducted into the kingdom with Michael Bennett leaving and Adam Cole leaving? I mean, Matt kind of kickstarted the whole thing. And out of all the talent that is in the world of professional wrestling, it was you and TK Orion that were chosen. What did that mean to you?
Yeah, man. You guys still there?
Yeah, we're here.
Like went in and out. Okay, all right. I thought I went in and out for a second.
That's what she said.
Yeah, it's super. It's awesome, man. Because for a long time, I think around 2011 ish, I think I got my first shot with Ring of Honor. It was actually, you can still see it. It's on YouTube somewhere. Of like Rhino just kind of killing me in 30 seconds. Pretty awesome. But, you know, since 2011, I was, you know, really working hard and trying to get an opportunity with Ring of Honor full time. I was, you know, wrestling everywhere at that time. I was given, like, really good opponents on Ring of Honor, like television, like here and there from 2011 to, like, 2013. And then I kind of got frustrated with myself. I felt like I plateaued and I wasn't really moving along anywhere. So in 2014, I kind of like took a little leave there just to kind of like figure things out and kind of find myself and figure out what I wanted to do here. You know, I bought a house, got married, you know, had a daughter. And then I just kind of like felt like something was missing, a part of me. So I was like, you know, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do this. You know, stuff kind of fell into place. I ended up joining the Kingdom, which is so cool to me because, myself and Taven had kind of started together in wrestling. We trained, under Spike Dudley at the same school. Matt was like a year ahead of me. So the Kingdom is very natural, as far as the team goes. It's not like, you know, there's not really any outsiders in the group. We're all real friends, real close friends outside of the ring, myself and Taven and TK and Bennett and, you know, Maria, we're all very close. So it's a very natural thing. You know, and then TK came years later, to the same school that we came from. So we have that same similar, mentality of professional wrestling. So when we finally debuted, I was just kind of like, you know, this is awesome. You know, this is exactly what, I wanted to do, you know, so I was very grateful for it. And then, you know, becoming the first ever, you know, 6-man tag team champions, at the Hammerstein, the Manhattan Center at Final Battle. I mean, that's just like icing on the cake right there. That's just like, you know, incredible. It was such a cool moment, you know, to share with your close friends, you know, and, you know, it's a history moment. First ever, World 6-Man Tag Team Champion. So I was just kind of like, you know, it was a good feeling. You know, it was really cool. It was really cool for all of us. So yeah, it really meant a lot, both. So.
And when you guys were told that Ring of Honor was bringing, I guess not bringing back, but bringing in the 6-man tag team championships, and once you guys realized, or I guess once you guys won them, did you go back and watch a lot of like the old 6-man tag wrestling from like the NWA with like, I don't know, like Dusty Rhodes and the Road Warriors or the Russians or even like
Freebirds. I mean, I watch all different kinds of wrestling, watch it all, you know, and study whatever I possibly can from any type of wrestling history, you know, current, you name it, you know what I mean? Anything I can kind of learn from and, you know, but absolutely, yeah, for sure. You know, continuously, like daily. I mean, I just watched some wrestling earlier, some tag team wrestling. But yeah, I love all different kinds of wrestling, man, because it's an art. You know what I mean? There's a lot of cool stuff out there.
What'd you watch today?
What did I watch today? Today, I rewatched WrestleMania 10.
Oh.
Today, yeah, and you know, one of my favorite matches, the Bret and Owen there. Like, what a match that is, you know what I mean? Like, it's just incredible to me, you know, just that whole, the story behind it, just everything about it, yeah. So that's what I watched today.
And we want to get back, obviously, to talk about Ring of Honor, but now that we're kind of just getting down this rabbit hole of like, old-school wrestling, like, do you ever have to, like, I know you said you just bought a house, you're pretty busy with the family and everything, but do you ever have to be in, like, a certain mood to watch wrestling, or could you just, like, whenever you have like a spare moment, do you just go, hey, you know, I have time to watch now. This is what I'm going to do. Or do you have to find yourself in a place where you need to watch it?
It's usually when I have, you know, my own time, you know what I mean? Like maybe, you know, once the, you know, my daughter goes to bed, my wife, you know, crashes for work the next day. I have that time to kind of just, you know, chill out and I'll watch wrestling. Cause then I can kind of like really watch it in the depth that I want to, instead of, you know, other chasing around a 3-year-old around the house while I'm watching it. It tends to be a little easier when I have that, you know, a little bit of free time to watch it. So that's usually when, you know, whenever I have that opening for myself, my me time, I guess, is usually like I'm either, you know, studying, watching wrestling or watching, you know, whatever crappy B horror movies are out there that I can kind of watch and laugh at and get entertained. You know, so yeah, that's usually when it is, and it is sometimes tough because you know my wife works full time, I wrestle full time, so you know it's you know whenever I have that moment to kind of like chill out and have my me time, I usually tend to watch a lot of wrestling. So,
what is your favorite horror B movie?
Oh, what's yours?
I would have to go with Leprechaun in the Hood.
Okay. That's funny.
The Wendigo.
The Wendigo. Wow, I didn't think many people have seen that.
Oh, unfortunately, I've seen it.
That's funny. For me, I'm going to go probably Night of the Creeps. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's from Tom Atkins, isn't it? He plays in a lot of like horror movies like from back in the 80s, like Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, Creepshow. You would know him, The Fog. You would probably know him if you saw him or if you know who I'm talking about. But he plays in Night of the Creeps, which is a pretty, one of those B movies that you just like, man, this is so bad, but it's so good.
He did.
You know what I mean, so
he was in Creepshow. He did the voice in Creepshow, right? The beginning and the end.
He was the father in the very beginning of Creepshow that doesn't want his son reading the comics. He throws the comic in the garbage before the actual story starts. Yeah, it opens up with the kid at the house who has the Creepshow comic, and the father is Tom Atkins, who is frustrated and angry that his son's reading this horror comic, so he takes the horror comic and throws it out. So that's Tom Atkins. He opens up Creepshow, but he's not the voice of the creep that kind of like hosts the comic, I guess you could say. That's one of my favorite movies, Creepshow, by the way.
Yeah, Creepshow is a really good one. I enjoyed the Creepshow and Creepshow 2.
Yeah. Creepshow 1 and 2. 1 and 2. 3 was terrible. I don't know why they made that, but they just kind of went for it, I guess. But 1 and 2 are fantastic.
What's the...
And my...
Go ahead.
My all-time favorite movie, period, is The Lost Boys. Just everything from the soundtrack to the movie to, you know, it's got some humor. It's got some, you know, it's the first movie they ever made, kind of vampires, kind of hip. It's an awesome movie. My favorite slasher would be the original Halloween. That's kind of like a definite. I like all horror, though. My favorite zombie movie, I'm not big into zombie movies, but my favorite zombie movie would be the 1990 Night of the Living Dead, the Tom Savini remake. I just thought it was fantastic. They have a lot of good actors in it. You got Tom Towles in it. You got Tony Todd, who plays Ben in it. A lot of good actors in it. And just the feel of that movie was very well done, as following like George Romero's original Night of the Living Dead. So, yeah, those are my favorites.
Have you gotten to see the one that everyone's touting on Netflix as the scariest, the Veronica movie?
No, I have not. Now you just brought it's on Netflix?
Yeah. It's
what is it called? Veronica?
Veronica. It's a Spanish horror movie.
Okay.
Loosely based on a girl named Veronica and a Ouija board.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'm going to have to check it out now then. Probably tonight. that's interesting.
So the Horror King, clearly you're a huge horror fan, and we were at the show at the beginning of March. Shit, what was it called? Manhattan Mayhem. And you were in were in the Mayhem main event. The balloon thing unbelievable, dude. That's such a creative, such a simple thing, but so creative, and how you were under the ring and the balloon came out and then you were there.
Right.
Clearly, I would assume it's an homage to the Pennywise thing.
Sure. I could lie to you till I'm blue in the face that it's not, but of course it is. And I'm actually not even a big It fan, like at all. Of the original, of the new one. I don't hate it. I was just never like a big, like, first of all, like, if I'm going to go to a clown movie, it's going to be Killer Clowns from Outer Space. That movie's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I love it, because it's ridiculous, but it's just one of those, like, you know, growing up as a kid, you know, my mother would watch that movie. So that's why it kind of stuck with me, like, growing up. But, absolutely. The Red Balloon comes from the movie It. That was actually the first night that I did the Red Balloons, and now it's become like part of the Horror King. There's just something creepy, even if it didn't have anything to do with It. There's just something creepy about like, just like, you know, even if like Michael Myers was holding a red balloon, it'd still be creepy. Like, there's just something about the red balloon that signifies some sort of, like, you know, like horrors lurking or whatever. So basically, the Horror King is your every single one of your favorite horror movies wrapped into one man, which would be the Horror King. So yeah, the red balloon is definitely, I guess, one of those like Enamil pins coming out. It's like an axe with the red balloon wrapped around it. It says the Horror King on it. They're pretty cool. Those are coming out in like a couple of weeks. You know, I have the new Horror King t-shirt with the red balloon and the axe on it too. But yeah, it was interesting because, you know, I just thought like, you know, oh, it would be really cool to just kind of like every time like I come after an opponent, like I release a ton of like red balloons, you know, and like it's like, man, if people, you know, dig that, like maybe one day like I could have the whole audience releasing red balloons, like who knows, you know. So it's kind of, yeah, just I kind of dig it. I like it a lot. I think it's cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. And that it was funny. I was walking to my car today from work, and I know you're on the East Coast too, and I don't know if you guys got crushed with snow yesterday, but there were children.
We got a little bit.
I walked by kids throwing snow into a sewer, going, come on, Pennywise, come out. I'm not even kidding you. I can't make this shit up. And I just chuckled because all I could think of was that we had the Horror King on the Shining Wizards podcast tonight.
That's awesome.
And if you're listening live, we are on the line with Vinny Marsaglia. I did have to ask him how to pronounce his name because for those loyal listeners, you know I butcher people's names on the regular. And he's on.
That's okay. I told you. That's a question that's like, how do you pronounce your name? You know, it actually, once I tell somebody, they kind of like, oh, it's actually kind of easy. It's just like written. When you look at it written, you're like, how the hell do you say that? I totally get it. So, but no, you nailed it.
Good. I've been practicing once you told me how to say your name. Vinny is on Twitter at Horror King VM, IG, the Instagram, the Horror King Official. We mentioned prowrestlingtees.com/insanity, and he's facebook.com/VinnyMar. Marsaglia Official is the website. So please make sure you're out there. You're following everything he does. Him and the Kingdom, they are tearing up Ring of Honor. And April 7th, down in New Orleans, in front of the biggest crowd in Ring of Honor history, yourself and Mr. Matt Taven and TK Orion, go after those very precious six-man tag titles that are held by SoCal Uncensored. Are you excited to be wrestling in front of the biggest crowd in the history of Ring of Honor wrestling?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm so pumped, and I'm pumped to, you know, finally end the popular known Kingdom conspiracy that's going on in Ring of Honor in front of the biggest crowd at SuperCard in New Orleans for the six-man tag titles. You know, we're... You know, our big thing now is kill the conspiracy, you know, and I think that SuperCard of Honor, I think the Kingdom can finally put an end to the conspiracy and kill it. So I think you'll see a lot of red balloons floating around at SuperCard of Honor to get that conspiracy good and dead.
Now,
I'm super excited for it.
For those not familiar, we do have fans who maybe aren't up to date on the Ring of Honor product. Sure. And what's going on in Ring of Honor. What conspiracy do you speak of, my friend?
Well, the conspiracy started after TK Orion had gotten injured. You know, and he, even before he came back, you know, there was just kind of this, you know, kind of barrier in front of the Kingdom, you know? And then when he came back, you know, it seemed like the barrier got a little higher to jump over. And we're, you know, there was always an ongoing search on who's behind the King of Conspiracy. You know, is it someone in the Ring of Honor office? Is it someone on the Ring of Honor roster? We have no idea. So basically, the Kingdom Conspiracy comes from we were the first ever six-man tag team champions. And when we lost the six-man tag team champions, which was Silas Young's fault, we were never granted our rematch, our fair shot, our fair rematch. Like, you know, in pro wrestling, it's been around for decades, right? You always get your guaranteed rematch shot after you were the champion, right?
We it's all in the contract, that,
right?
Yeah.
And, you know, we had never got that fair opportunity. It was, you know, three ways and this and that, and this guy gets involved. And there was always something there to throw up a block in front of the Kingdom from actually capturing our fair rematch. So the Kingdom conspiracy comes from that. We have never been granted our fair opportunity to get our six-man tag titles back. But now, like you've mentioned, Super Card of Honor, New Orleans, it is us versus SoCal Uncensored for the six-man tag titles. And that's the night that the conspiracy ends.
There it is. Beautiful. I want to get back just to the six-man, you know, the whole idea of having a six-man tag team championship. It's not necessarily done so much anymore. How do you think that the division has fared since coming to Ring of Honor and since you guys have been involved? And how do you think, where do you foresee it going in the future in terms of being a focal point for the company?
I think that, I don't know how you guys feel, but I feel like the six-man, you know, the six-man contests and matches and whatnot are kind of like a big deal now in Ring of Honor. Like, I feel that way. I just feel like it's a crucial part of the product now. Because, you know, you see, like, Kingdom versus Bullet Club, Bullet Club versus SoCal, Kingdom versus SoCal, Kingdom with SoCal versus Bullet Club. I just feel like it's a very big, you know, deal now in Ring of Honor. And I only feel that it's going to continue to grow. You know, people seem to be very invested into it, and they kind of really dig the matches. So, you know, you can kind of, there's a lot of good matches you can do with these six-man tag tournaments and, you know, whatnot. And I feel like, you know, I just feel like it's going to continue to grow, like I said, like from where it is now. And I just feel like it's gotten very popular in wrestling in general.
Right.
You know, but especially in Ring of Honor, I feel like it's like a really strong point with the product right now.
And you kind of
that's just how it.
Yeah, you kind of touched on this in your answer, but do you feel like going forward, like you mentioned, you guys in SoCal and Bullet Club, but do you see, is it going to be harder for Ring of Honor to create content or create teams or for guys to get together and go for this? Do you see that potentially being an issue, or do you not even think about that at all, and you just think that the you know, the hands, you know, like the minds that be are going to be able to come up with fresh teams and fresh content for these belts?
You know, like, to me, like, wrestling's so unpredictable, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's kind of hard to say. But, you know, I will say this, we're pretty, like, the Kingdom's a pretty strong unit. So whatever happens to anyone else, you know, whatever. Like, as long as we're the six-man tag champs going into this stuff, that's all, like, we really care about. But, like I said, it's unpredictable. I don't think it would be a problem because there's so much great talent out there. You know what I mean? There's
right.
so many different people that kind of, like, you know, they'd make great teams, or they are great teams out there. There's so much talent that I think just great talent in wrestling, especially in 2018. There's so much wrestling that I don't see it really being an issue.
Finny, can I ask you kind of a personal question?
Sure, go ahead. Do I sleep with my axe?
No.
Yes.
Do you sleep with your axe?
Yes.
Okay. The braids. How do you
dreads?
I'm sorry. How do you maintain those?
Yeah.
Like, how do you wash them? Do they smell? I'm curious. I'm sorry.
Not,
Kevin's like, give
yeah,
me the
no,
stink
no, that's
eye.
That's a fair question. That's a fair question. So there's this woman, it's called, Brackish Salon, in Providence, right outside of, like, Warwick, where I live. And she specializes in dreadlocks. So what I do is basically get them crocheted, which is basically like a needle crochet, which kind of like brings the dreadlocks and tightens them up every time. Every like 3 weeks I get maintenance. Maybe it's like before television or before like a big event. Like before Supercard, I'll get the maintenance. And then you just kind of palm roll them. So it kind of keeps the dread to lock. And all it is like, we all, like, your dreadlock is basically like, we all have like hair and we all shower and like, you see that hair that always sheds. So when your hair sheds, when you have dreadlocks, it actually sheds into the dread. And that's what creates dreadlocks and makes them like harden, and get, you know, to a fully developed dreadlock. And, as far as washing it goes, you know, after every pretty much event, or at least once a week, I have like a special shampoo that you actually, you know, get, wash your scalp with and wash the dreads with, but they don't smell. That's kind of like a, you know, that's kind of like a old kind of dreadlock myth where like, you know, dreadlocks are so dirty. And there are some people out there that have dirty dreadlocks that think they don't need to wash them, but they do sell special shampoos that are like organic that you can actually wash them and keep them clean. It's actually better for dreadlocks if they're clean to like kind of develop. But yeah, I get the maintenance like every 3 weeks or so.
I think they look fantastic.
Yeah, I love them. I actually took them out recently to get them redone thinner because they were a little thick before. So I had them redone, my whole head redone. I sat there for like 5 hours and, she kind of redid them. So that was a nightmare, but, yeah, I love them. You know, it's kind of,
have you sat longer for the dreadlocks or for a tattoo?
Ooh, tattoo. The longest I've ever sat for a tattoo is probably about 8 to 9 hours.
And what was the piece?
That was my rib piece. So I have like this giant, kind of demon, like tiger, Japanese style, like demon tiger, tiger is like my birth symbol in Japanese, kind of like ripping out. And then it just, all the coloring and the detail is just like a nightmare. But the worst pain as far as my tattoos go are my neck and my knuckles, believe it or not. I thought the knuckles were a nightmare to deal with, but, especially the healing process, but yeah, that's probably the longest, 8 to 9 hours.
I hear the butt is the worst because it's all nerves.
I don't know. I don't, oddly enough, I don't have my butt tattooed, and you would think I did because I'm covered in tattoos, but I don't.
No, I didn't think that. I was just saying because I have a bunch of tattoos and I would never put a tattoo on my butt.
Yeah. I don't know. Nobody really like sees my butt, so I don't really feel the need for it.
Have you ever contemplated the inside the lip gimmick?
Not a fan of it. No, I just, you know, to me, I don't know. It's just kind of like, I don't know, a waste of money. You know what I mean? I don't.
No, I absolutely really agree like with you. I don't get it either. I don't think it's like.
Yeah, I don't, I don't really plan on like folding my lip over and taking a photo anytime soon. I don't know. I just like, you know, I never was into it.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I know a lot of people with them though, but
it's weird.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it, but you know, to each their own.
True. So, what's the future hold for Vinny Marsalia? Did I say that right? Shit.
Yes, you did.
All right.
Yeah, you got it. You're doing great.
I mean, are you sticking? I know the Kingdom is a cohesive unit, and the goal is the 6-man tag team championship belts, which will be on the line April 7th at Supercard of Honor. But are you pigeonholed to just being a 6-man tag, or do you want to be a tag team? Are you looking to at some point?
Well, the good thing about the Kingdom, and like you said, like whatever the future holds, obviously the future would be to, you know, we win the 6-man tag titles back for now. But the best thing about the Kingdom, in my opinion, is we're all individuals. We're all like we're all our own person. You know what I mean? It's not like double Matt Tavens or double whoever. We're all our own person. And I think a strength that we have is that if I was in a singles or Matt was in a singles, obviously who has been, or TK has been in a singles, it wouldn't make a difference. You know what I mean? We'd still, cause we have our own identities, and our own individuality personalities rather, that it, you know, singles tag, 6-man tag, you know what I mean? We can do it all. So that's one of the things about the Kingdom that I think is pretty special, because there's a lot of tag teams out there that couldn't be, like, you know, on their own or, you know, whatever the case may be. But I think that's a special thing that the Kingdom has, where we're all our own person. So it's kind of cool. So we pretty much go in any direction.
Very interesting. Very.
Makes sense. I mean, it makes sense.
I'm very excited to see what happens April 7th at Supercard of Honor in New Orleans. Any other plans for WrestleMania weekend? I know Ring of Honor has that one show. Can people see you on any other shows, or are you just strictly sticking to Ring of Honor right now?
Yep, it'll just be Supercard of Honor. We have one focus, and that'll be to win those six-man tag titles. Huge match, you know what I mean? Huge match. This is like, this has been the conspiracy, you know what I mean? Never the fair rematch. Well, here it is, you know, Supercard of Honor, New Orleans, we got a rematch. Fair and square. So that's the big thing. That's the big show. So
after you guys win the title, and I know you just said you win the titles and come home, you don't go to WrestleMania, you don't flaunt it. Be like, look, we're the six man champs. Now what?
No.
Suck it. Nothing like that.
No. Unfortunately, you know, we'll win the titles, and I'll just kind of head home. It'll be a great show regardless. I think the whole weekend is going to be just fantastic. You know, just full of wrestling. You know, that whole vibe that everybody loves. It's going to be great. A really great weekend for everybody. So I'm just looking forward to it as like a whole. You know, it's going to be great. Biggest crowd in Ring of Honor history. You know, a lot of stuff going on that weekend. It's going to be a great weekend.
Absolutely. And before we let you go, obviously there was just, and it's, I think it's fair to say, I don't think any of us are naive enough at this point in our adult lives to say that where WrestleMania kind of goes that weekend, that's where the party is. That's where the festivities all are. That's where everyone goes. However, you know, Ring of Honor's, with the announcement of next year's WrestleMania being in New York, New Jersey, Ring of Honor, that's basically Ring of Honor's backyard. That's, you know, home away from home, or second home, if you will, for Ring of Honor. Moving ahead a year, I know you have a lot on your plate coming up, but moving ahead a year, that's arguably, if this is Ring of Honor's biggest show now, you got to figure maybe in New York possibly, you know, the expectations are limitless for what kind of show you guys can run next year.
Yeah, I know. It's you know, and it's just getting better and better, I feel. You know what I mean? I think, like, wrestling is just, like, so fantastic right now. You know what I mean? And Ring of Honor, too, is just, Ring of Honor, especially, you know, for me, being there is just, like, it's so cool to see everything kind of grow. You know, it's awesome. And it's awesome to be, like, in the mix of that. You know what I mean? Being a part of that. It's just, to me, I just have the vibe that everything's just going to keep growing, getting bigger and bigger. You know, it's awesome. So yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to see what happens. You know, I think it's going to be great. You know what I mean? I don't think it's going to be negative at all, you know? So.
Absolutely. And it's a special time in Ring of Honor. It's a special time in professional wrestling, and it's the right time for the Kingdom. We are on the line with Vinny Marsaglia at Horror King VM on Twitter, on the Instagram, the official Horror King. The Horror King official. Jesus.
Got it.
Facebook.com/ Vinny Marsaglia official, and ProWrestlingTees.com/Insanity. Vinny, we're going to let you go, but anything you want to leave your fans with before we do that?
You just nailed it, my man. I actually should probably just tighten up those social media. I have a lot of, like, different officials and different Horror King, and it was kind of crazy hearing you say all that. So that's my fault. So sorry. but no, just everybody, please tune in to Supercard of Honor this year, Ring of Honor, because it will be the Kingdom killing the conspiracies and getting our six-man tag titles back.
And if you want, if you can't be in New Orleans, go to ROHWrestling.com, sign up for Honor Club, hit that VIP subscription. I think it's $120 for the year. You get everything. You get every pay-per-view for free. You get the whole backlog. You can watch Daniel Bryan matches till you throw up.
Percentage off the shop, everything. You there name you it.
That's right. We got the Kingdom t-shirts. We got the new pins. I mean, come on, people.
Absolutely.
Jump
the
on
new
board
pins.
That.
Grab one, stab it in your lapel, kill the conspiracy.
Oh, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little more wrestling before we pull this train in the station.
Here's your chance to get some great merchandise and support the people that support us, the Shining Wizards. If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and click on your country's banner. Shop as usual, pay great low prices, and a portion of your purchase will support us. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried fresh food, easy to prepare, and absolutely delicious, go to shiningwizards.com and click on the Blue Apron banner to save $30 off your first order. If you like wrestling videos, visit shiningwizards.com and click on the IVP videos banner. Shop as usual, pay great low pricing, and once again, a portion of your purchase will support the show. If you like great wrestling t-shirts designed for all of us, visit Collar and Elbow at collarandelbowbrand.com, where wrestling fashion meets street passion. Use the code WIZARDS at checkout and save 10% off your order. For all your lucha gear needs, visit luchashop.com. Once again, use the code WIZARDS at checkout to save 10%. The High Spots Wrestling Network offers over 2,000 hours of video content every month. Go to highspotswrestlingnetwork.com and use the code WIZARDS at checkout for your first month free. If you're interested in great lucha crates, visit our friends at luchaloot.com. Use the code WIZARDS at checkout and save 10% off your first crate. If you want wrestling shirts from today's brightest and biggest stars, visit Bottom Line Merch at bottomlinemerch.com. Zubaz. If you're not wearing Zubaz, you're just wearing pants. Visit them at Zubaz.com and don't forget to check out their lucha masks. If you're interested in starting a podcast, doing some designs for social media, or anything else that requires some technical savvy, visit our friend Brian Thompson at gauntletcreative.com. Support those who support us, the Shining Wizards.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Do you like obscure references?
Vince just did the old Joel Gertner hand dance, which is awesome.
Pointless banter.
That chicken I smell, I'm gonna roll this rock out of the way.
And political dumb fuckery.
I haven't played this band since I was in my 20s.
Then join us every weekend on the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC entertainment news and commentary.
This is the Genuine Article, Sean Donovan, and I want you to listen to my brand new podcast, A Genuine Taste of Wrestling, which drops every other Wednesday on the Shining Wizards Network in association with B-Plus Player Radio. I'll be talking shop with professional wrestlers, both past, present, including the future of our sport. It's a candid conversation filled with opinions, experiences, stories, and everything in between. So join me and my guests and let us drop some genuine knowledge on you. What's up, everybody? It's your boy Dave Destruction Sturcio, and I'm here to talk to you about Destruction 101. It's a brand new podcast hosted by yours truly, Dave Destruction, exclusively every Wednesday night on the Shining Wizards Network and iTunes. Come join me as I explore the world of professional wrestling, professional sports, a little bit of MMA, and just a little bit of advice every week to get you through yours. I'll see you every Wednesday night exclusively on the Shining Wizards Network. You got V12, I got 12.
12B.
Just when you thought I was out, they pulled me back in. That's right, it's your boy Gino Gatz, and I'm back. Every other Wednesday, we're dropping a drink with Gino. What do you hear? What do you say? Only one way to find out. That's right here on the Shining Wizards Network and a B-plus player radio.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message. We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this special report. Good evening, my fellow Americans. This past week, the Jersey Wrecking Crew was informed by the Shining Wizards and B-plus Player Radio Network that they're drawing a line of standards and practices as it relates to the content on the High Spot podcast. In the future, we need to be more careful of what we do and don't do. Again, Jeff Martin and the Trendsetter get in trouble every time we do something gratuitously. Therefore, the following are the standards and practices that the Jersey Wrecking Crew promises to adhere to.
For the duration of the podcast, we will only use the words ass, damn, hell, and bitch. We will never, however, use the words sh**, f**k, god, Jesus, and f**k, or any other sexual or racial slurs. Now, as it pertains to video, we promise there will be less references.
Oh, sh**.
Hey, watch your f**king mouth, Jeff.
Well, f**k me.
God, anyways, you'll have less references to my enormous genitalia and Jeff's extremely small microscopic one.
Hey. And on a final note, even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew.
Because we're up all night.
Too sweet. No. It's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B-plus Player Radio Network.
I got to turn my mic on.
Whoa,
what an asshole.
Yeah.
We're going to come back. We're going to bang out some quick plugs here. We want to support those that support us. WrestlePro, WrestlePROonline.com. This Saturday night, Rescue Mania, benefit for the Rutherford Fire Department. Felician University.
That's one, Crowbar's deal.
One Felician Way.
Oh, you said Felician with the... I gotcha.
Rutherford, New Jersey. Doors are at 5:30, bells at 7. Featuring Crowbar, Nunzio, Tito Santana, and more. Creator Pro Wrestling, creatorprowrestling.com. A fighting chance Friday night, April 13th at the Nassau Community College. P Building, Garden City, New York. CPA is in action. The Breakfast Club. Francis Kip Stevens, James Ellsworth, Buster Jackson, Pat Buck, Swoggle, Danny Moff, Smart Mark Sterling, Grimm from Grimm's Toy Show, and many more. Go to creativeprowrestling.com. Smash Wrestling, smash-wrestling.com. Everything Under the Sky, March 25th at the Phoenix Concert Theater, Toronto, Ontario. This is a Fight Network taping featuring Matt Riddle, Kevin Bennett, Vanessa Craven, Jeff Cobb, Tyson Dukes, Brent Banks, and the Well-Oiled Machines. Standalone Wrestling, standalonewrestling.com. Friday night, August 24th, you can have dinner with the stars.
Ooh.
The next day, Saturday the 25th, is Boardwalk Beatdown at the Claridge Hotel, Boardwalk and Park Place, Atlantic City, New Jersey. Sting and Goldberg signing together for the very first time. You can get a picture with both of them holding their respective championships. And then at 7 o'clock that night, Standalone Wrestling is live. Go to standalonewrestling.com. On Point Wrestling, opwrestling.com presents Survival of the Sickest May 5th at the Compound in Blackwood, New Jersey. If you are a fan of deathmatch wrestling, I highly suggest you check this out. These guys put life and limb on the line to entertain you. The least you could do is show your support. Go to opwrestling.com to get your tickets. House of Glory Wrestling, hogwrestling.net, presents Temperature Rising 2018 at the New York City Arena, 9112, 144th Place, Jamaica, Queens. June 9th is the date. Already announced, Jeff Jarrett, Ultimo Dragon with Sonny Ono, Sammy Callahan, Mean Gene Okerlund returns, and many more. Go to hogwrestling.net for your tickets. Pro Wrestling Magic, WrestlingIsMagic.com, King of the Nighttime World, April 21st, 106 Bergen Avenue in Ridgefield Park. Great Britain's LDN Wrestling is sending its finest to Pro Wrestling Magic's Kingdom on April 21st. Battle Club Pro, BattleClubPro.com presents May the Queen Reign, May 26th, 106 Bergen Avenue, Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Doors are at 6:30, bells at 7. All-female show. Creeps, get your creep on.
Oh, this is it. This is for you.
Matches already announced. Mia Yim takes on Tessa Blanchard, plus Sue Young, Kira Hogan, Jordan Grace, Maria Maniac, and many more. Go to BattleClubPro.com. This Saturday night, Capital Wrestling presents their one-year anniversary. CapitalWrestling.Weebly.com for your tickets. 301 Garden Street, Hoboken, New Jersey. Matt McIntosh takes on Sonny Kiss. Darius Carter's in house. Jason Karloff, Mike Drake, so many more. Go to CapitalWrestling.Weebly.com for your tickets.
Weebly.
And, of course, Wrestling Has It Tomorrow. WrestlingHasItTomorrow.com. May 13th, their fourth show. What For? At the Fett Music Hall in Providence, Rhode Island. Joey Ryan, Austin Theory, Trey Miguel, Myron Reed, and many more. Please go out there, check out the local promotions, the people that support us. Buying a $20 ticket goes a long way for these guys. They bust their ass, they put their own money up there. So go out there, support them any way you can. We want to thank our guest tonight, Vinny Marsaglia, for joining us. Ring of Honor superstar, one-third of the kingdom, the first ever Ring of Honor six-man tag team champion. And feel free to follow him on the social media at HorrorKingVM on the Twitter. The IG is the Horror King Official, Facebook.com/Vinny Marsaglia Official, and ProWrestlingTees.com/InkSanity.
Dude, I popped so big when he mentioned Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yes, who does not enjoy the Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
That was like my childhood. That, and I wanted to ask him about the Ghoulies franchise. Remember Ghoulies?
Oh, Ghoulies. I do remember Ghoulies.
And I wanted to ask him, because I'll send him a tweet about it. Because I don't know if you remember Ghoulies. They started out, like, the first one was, like, scary as all fuck. And then it just became, like, glorified, like, porn. And they became, like, comedies. Like, they started talking, and then, like, it was, like, I think Ghoulies 4 was, like, Slumber Party Massacre or Slumber Party Sleepover, where they would come out of the toilet and, like, spy on, like, the fucking sorority chicks. It was great.
Yeah, that's, like, the staple of every B-horror movie.
Yeah, well, yeah. But they didn't start that way from my best of recollections. They started out legit, like, horror, like, motherfuckers, like, I'm gonna scare the shit out of you. And then it just became then it was just, like, fast forward to the naked chicks. Fast forward to the naked chicks.
That's it, the best. Vampire Sleepover. Yeah. Sleepaway Camp 5. We're going to open up the phone lines for the last couple minutes. So if you're listening in the rant, rantiumradio.com. 201-467-8949. 201-867-8-WIZ. Right?
6 years. I still don't know the number.
WIZ.
8949, I know that.
And the rant, they come up at 9 o'clock. They're going to do, there's some show on Thursday nights. And I'm not keen to what it is. Because we're never here Thursday nights, and if I open another window on my computer, it might burst into flames.
Show?
It might be a sports show or that Silver Surfer looking gimmick. I don't know. Yeah, do that for us. Let's see what we got here. The daily roundup from the Wrestling Observer. See if we missed anything today, Kevin. As the Killer Clowns theme plays in the background, the Hulk Hogan thing we talked about.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
According to the WWE, AJ Styles will be back wrestling on all house shows this weekend. All
right.
So that's a good sign.
Well, that's a smart move, though. Why not just keep him out? Maybe one match before Mania?
I don't know.
I'm getting really pumped for this Saudi Arabia Royal Rumble event.
Okay.
And they announced, the 7 championship matches, which we talked about. And it was just announced that Jerry Lawler and Jim Ross will be doing the event.
By God!
So,
by God, Kevin!
So whether or not they'll be there live or it'll be... it's going to be live because I think it's airing live in the UK. So...
I read today, if you try and cancel the WWE Network, it comes up that this show is one of the shows that you will be missing on the network if you cancel it.
It's like... They're treating this like WrestleMania for some... I get why, but...
Yeah, it's a huge show.
Fucking I love me some Royal Rumble. So if I'm going to get an extra Royal Rumble plus two battle royals at Mania, I'm in.
Do you, okay. Are you, is it the, you prefer the battle royal though, right?
I like the Royal Rumble better.
The Royal Rumble is the one where they just do it by time, right?
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm just making a conversation with you.
Okay, all right.
So
yeah,
you
yes,
prefer
yes.
that, but you will watch a battle royal
all day. I'll watch battle royals. Like I've watched the same probably six battle royals. I've watched like 10 times.
The look that Kevin just gave me, you would have thought I shit on his fucking laptop bag.
Because I know. See, here's the thing with you, and I'll tell you why. Not with you, but with what just happened, is that you said it with such a straight face. And in the form of a question, that it's almost to the point, and I know you've been in and out of wrestling basically your entire life, to the point where, like, well, I know you've been doing the show for the 6 years, I'm like, is there a chance that he's serious where he doesn't know the difference between the Royal Rumble and a Battle Royal?
No, there was no chance. But I know the difference.
But then you're
I'm
a
sorry.
Great actor. You should be in all those B-horror movies.
Oh, nice. Can I,
that's how good
can
you
I
are.
Get in a B-horror movie?
What's that?
Can I get in a B-horror movie?
Oh, I'm sure we got the hookup. Somebody out there.
What do we got? Samoa Joe and Jason Jordan are scheduled back in time.
I forgot about Jason Jordan.
They're supposed to be back in time for the May European Tour, and allegedly Joe is waiting for creative and is scheduled, as of right now, to be working with Reigns on top after Mania.
I saw that they released a bunch of European cards for their house shows out there. So that's fun. Samoa Joe, Roman Reigns. That's probably going to be for the title.
Sorry, I'm reading some news here to see if there's anything else worth mentioning. No, nothing of note here.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of stuff going on, but we covered it in two shows. So
we did two shows this week. Tuesday, hopefully, we are back in Studio A with my man, Tony Macaroni. Although I do know, I think he's going away soon, if not this week, next week. So we got that going on. How'd you do with the Atom Bomb raffle?
Oh, I lost.
By a lot, or were you even close?
Well, no, it's a raffle, so you can't really, they do like 1 to 50.
Right.
Spaces, and you pay like $4 a space.
Right.
And then they just pick a random number by the randomizers, and there's really no being close to either you win or you don't.
Well, you don't see where they don't do like a video where they pull the numbers?
They do, but I mean, it's only one number winning.
Right, but you don't see.
There's no like. Like I don't,
so like in the bobblehead groups, there's like a raffle and there's like 30 names and they have there's a system online where you put everybody's name in and the number that they picked and then they hit the randomizer. Because they roll the dice and hit the randomizer, so you can see where your name is.
Like if I wasn't,
if like Matt Bowman was one, Kevin Garifo was two.
Oh yeah, but see, I don't consider that being close. Like really, because like if there were three winners and I was four.
Okay,
that's close. But like, there's only one winner, so I figure I'm just as close as two as I am as 100 as 50.
Okay, fair enough.
So. If, like I said, if there were like three and you were number four, it doesn't really sound like it's making sense coming out of my head. But like if close would being like if you missed the lotto by a number, or like if like this is just like there's only one person's winning. So if you don't win, you lose.
I briefly looked up at the TV and I thought that was Zack Ryder.
That is Eli Drake.
Dummy. Yeah.
There it is.
In addition to the All Japan streaming network that we talked about Tuesday night, Dragon Gate is going to start their own network. And that comes in at 1,500 yen, which is about 1,430 US. So that's very expensive for a streaming network.
What is it?
Dragon Gate.
How much?
$14.30 a month.
For us? For America?
Yes. 1,500 yen if you are over yonder.
I guess... I don't know. Maybe they haven't figured out all the bells and whistles that New Japan has, so they got to charge a little more.
I think New Japan is the top of the game. I think All Japan hurts that you can't watch anything pre-2016, because I can't tell you what's... I think Joe Doering is the All Japan Triple Crown champion. I think, let's see. All Japan.
Well, didn't they start Unless I completely zoned out because Mega Powers was talking to me.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad. I'm glad you and Dave are having a conversation while we're doing a podcast.
We're at the for another 2 minutes.
It's very important, right?
No, but I just zoned out. You mentioned Dragon Gate. All Japan has one too.
Yes, I also mentioned that.
Okay, there you go.
And how you can't watch anything pre 2016.
Right.
Joe Doering is your All Japan Triple Crown champion.
Is that that's like the big white dude?
Yes.
All
right. Yes, he kind of looks like a Jack Victory.
Does he have a mustache?
In the picture I see, no.
Okay.
He was in FCW. He was in TNA in 2005, 2006 under Vaughn Doering.
No idea.
No idea. And then he was in the WWC, the World Wrestling Council, All Japan. He was in WWE and FCW for a hot minute.
What was his name there?
Drake Brewer?
Sounds about right.
Oh, God. He had a brain tumor in 2016.
Ooh.
And he got it removed on March 4th.
Thank God.
Good for him. And now he's an All Japan Triple Crown champion.
For that.
Boy, wow. How's that?
God, Allie is so hot.
Yeah, she's hot. It's Braxton Sutter's loss.
Well, yeah. Super hot. Super way hotter in person, too, by the way. Throwing that out there.
Who, Braxton?
No, Allie.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Braxton.
No, I wasn't.
Braxton's handsome.
But we did have the same... I wanted to get a picture at the last WrestlePro show because we both had our slouch beanies on. I was be like, that would be cool. We'd be like the Beanie Buddies.
Yeah, not that terrible hat you wore down to Atlantic City?
What, the Irish hat?
That I want to knock off your head?
Yeah, I totally no-sold out.
No, you didn't. You commented on it.
Did I?
Yes, you did. I'm 100% sure you did. I think you said that seems quite aggressive.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds about right. I tried to no-sell it for a long time.
You did, but then I'm sure it just ate at you.
Well, it did, because it's fucking stupid. It's St. Patrick's Day, and that's a Killian's Irish Red St. Patrick's Day hat.
Wow, you can't even get an authentic Irish hat. You got a hat from a brewery? From a beer company?
It's an expensive hat. Brother?
Killian's got your number. I just don't get the whole St. Patrick's Day thing.
I love Killian's Irish. Well, are you Irish?
I am Irish.
And you still don't get it?
No, I'm Irish. I can get drunk any fucking day I want.
No, I get it. I just think it's a social event. I could get drunk, and I do get drunk every other. There's nothing I don't do on St. Patrick's Day that I can't do any other day of the week. But it's just, especially in my town, at least, it's. And plus, we were doing a show on St. Patrick's Day, like in Atlantic City. It was an Irish. It's an Irish comedy tour, basically, is what it is. The McLaughlin comedy tour. So you dressed the part. Everyone did. Everyone wore Irish shit.
Okay, I thought your hat was stupid. That's all I'm saying.
You know, I think you're stupid.
Well, that is not even up for debate. If you've listened to the last 2 weeks, it's clearly I am dumb as a box of rocks.
Oh man!
But that's neither here nor there. Oh, someone says they're going to give us a call because they have a few questions. We're off the rant. I turned that off. It's 9 o'clock. I don't know. Brian something of another on the Facebook.
Goertz?
No, it was not Brian Goertz. Yes, Brian Goertz. He wants to call in and see if we have any brilliant ideas for who should be Braun Strowman's tag team partner. We are watching Impact. We had Vinnie Marsaglia on from Ring of Honor. We are doing just a fun show here. Lots of good times.
Yeah. So if you're calling, hurry the fuck up.
Well, we're off the air now, so it's not like they can hear us. I'll give them till 9:05. They have 4 minutes, right. And then we're peacing out.
Brian who?
Brian Graham.
Graham?
Graham. He said he has a few questions.
Oh, I see this.
But I don't. He needs to call. He has a few questions. What kind of questions, Brian Graham?
Graham.
So that should be interesting.
Who is this cat?
Meow. Who is this cat? Meow. Meow.
He's a medic. Shout out to him, I guess. It looks like he's a medic.
Oh, first responder. Props.
Is he? Unless that's just his gimmick, because I see a t-shirt that says medic. Is he an indie guy?
I don't know. You can buy a t-shirt that says something. I could buy a t-shirt that says doctor.
I think he's a worker somewhere in Virginia.
Like a pro wrestling worker?
I guess.
You know, you could fill out, like, your mail. You could put, like, doctor. Like, I could put, like, Dr. Matt Bowman, and then they would send me my mail, and it would say Dr. Matt Bowman on it. I don't know what's going on here. You don't know how to make yourself a doctor?
No, I'm an MD.
Yeah.
Bay.
Master deleter.
That's right.
See? Or no?
What were your thoughts on the feedback of, have you read any more feedback on the Ultimate Deletion Day?
I heard Vince McMahon thought it was going to fail miserably. Is there any truth to that?
Well, I mean, if you go by what Michael Cole said before the thing aired, then yeah. Because Michael Cole's... All right, you talk to this guy.
Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. You're on the line with Shining Wizards Matt and Shining Wizards Kevin. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Matt from Northern California. I'm the host of Alternative Wrestling Radio. I have a very quick question for you guys. Have you seen the Brandi Rhodes nudies yet?
No, I have not.
Oh, my Lord.
Where did you, I mean...
Celeb Jihad. Type that into Google. Make sure your virus stuff's good. They also have the JoJo stuff and WWE, and you guys will have a good time. But have a fun podcast tonight, guys.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate you taking the time to call.
Look at that. All right. Well, I'm probably not going to, as much as I think Brandi Rhodes is a smoke show, I'm probably not going to go check that out.
I won't. That's just weird.
That's borderline fucking creepy.
That was a weird phone call.
Alternative Wrestling Radio. Maybe he just wanted to plug his podcast.
I mean, he could have plugged his podcast. I mean, yeah. I did mention Carmella's nipple slip a couple weeks ago.
Well, a nipple slip's different than going to invade someone's full-fledged nude privacy.
There we go. He just commented, Matt Mann, Celeb Jihad, he's all about it.
Dude, that's just weird.
I mean, look.
No offense, Matt. I'm sure you're a good guy.
You know, there's a couple people on the rant who have sent Tony many.
Well, listen, Tony fits right in with the creep show.
Oh, look at this. See, Braxton Sutter. Doesn't he? Wow, you guys look exactly the same.
That's right.
You guys got the beard and the hat
more
and everything.
A little more jacked than he is.
And you got the ripped jeans.
Ripped jeans, baby.
You, though, are sporting the Joe Gacy t-shirt.
That's right.
Shout which out is pretty badass. Because I know there's Allie pictures, too.
That's unfortunate. I mean, not really, but.
Look, I've heard the rumor and the innuendo. I mean, to each their own, but I don't know. I just feel like it's an invasion of privacy.
Yeah. I mean, there's really no other way for me anyway to look at it.
Like, granted, I mean, you got to know now. Like, it all goes to the cloud.
Yeah, I still don't know how that works.
Do you have do you have the cloud? Are you signed up to the cloud?
I don't think I'm in the cloud.
Then you're good. You should be good. I don't want to. Don't quote me on that.
Well, I mean, there's really nothing. I mean, I guess my bank stuff would be.
No. Like you take pictures of your bank stuff?
No, I don't take pictures of my bank stuff.
That's what it is. Like, okay, if I took a picture of me and you right now, Kevin, it goes to my cloud. I'm not a computer tech at all. I can barely get this podcast set up. My understanding is that it goes to the cloud. Like I have photo sharing with my family. So like every picture I take gets shared with them in the cloud.
Okay.
So like every
goofy, you guys are all in the same cloud.
Yeah. So like we're not all in the same cloud. I have my own cloud, but I also have given them access. Oh, look, Sue Young. Sue Young just attacked Allie.
So you have a cloud and you also have a sharing cloud.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, so like all like the pictures of us with like the picture.
How do you get to the cloud? Like, is it like a folder on your computer?
No, it's like an Apple thing. It's on your phone. I don't fucking know technology, Kevin.
All right.
All I know is every picture.
I still have an iPhone 5.
Every picture I take and every like.
Movie you make?
I'll be watching you.
There it is.
Like even when I like do stuff for the podcast, and I just pulled up like a picture of Banana Phone to put on Twitter to have people call us.
Banana phone.
If I don't delete that picture from my camera, it's going to be in the cloud.
Oh, and you don't want people seeing that banana phone.
I just feel like it's weird. I turn all my notifications off, but people might get like a notification. You have a new picture and it's just a picture of banana phone.
I don't know.
How do you feel about banana phone?
Like the phone that looks like a banana?
No, the song Banana Phone.
I don't know what it is.
What? We're going to end with Banana Phone.
All right.
Just so you know.
So Young?
I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I heard you.
I don't want the original version.
Impact loves having crazy bitches on their show. Rosemary, Laurel Van Ness, now Soo Young.
I think it's Rosemary.
What did I say, Rosemary?
Rosemary.
Rosemary? Oh, whatever.
You got any plugs before we get out of here?
Nah, no one goes to shows anyway. Fuck them.
Wow. Sorry to hear that.
No, no. I mean, people come to shows, but nobody listens to us. Is this Kamala?
No, it's Banana Phone. It's Raffy.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana Phone. Ring, ring, ring,
no?
Ring, ring, ring. Banana Phone.
What made you think of Banana Phone?
It's called Banana Phone.
I've when you use that as like, hey, if I took a picture of Banana Phone, what made you think of Banana Phone?
I got to find the good one, the one that's not by Raffy, the one that's sped up. Maybe it's this one.
But how did the Banana Phone get in your head as a picture that you would use for the cloud?
I just Googled Banana Phone.
But why did you? What made you Google Banana Phone?
To get people to call in.
Banana phone.
Da, 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 da. What is this? What is what? The song.
It's Banana Phone.
What song? The song playing.
Who are these guys talking
about? I don't know.
Listen, I have no idea.
Let's go back to the original Banana Phone.
All right, well, let's just...
You're not into Banana Phone?
Shining Wizards Kevin on Instagram, at Kevin Garifo on Twitter.
How about a barbershop quartet doing Banana Phone?
We've got exciting news for you. A product on the shelf that's brand new. And come on, get ready for the big surprise.
This is going to be good.
It's magical, it's fantastical. But no, 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 you won't believe.
The big barbershop quartet.
Your eyes.
It's made in English.
This is good. It's got a box with a question mark on it.
It just arrived.
That's impressive.
Where's the banana phone part?
It's in the box, Kevin.
Oh, oh my.
Yeah.
Only one that doesn't know Banana Phone.
Yes.
And I knew Raffy, bro. I mean, I knew he was Baby Beluga.
I've got this feeling so appealing for us to get together and see.
This is not as good as I thought.
All right.
What about Badger, Badger, Mushroom, Mushroom?
How about Kevin and Kevin go home, 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 go, home, go.
This is going to get stuck in your head.
Pretty sure Banana Phone's already there.
This is not Raffy.
Mushroom, mushroom.
Thank you very much for joining us for episode 2 of 2 for this week. The Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast. Wizard Podcast on Instagram and on the Twitter, facebook.com/TurboMathrowback.
Mushroom. We'll see you guys Tuesday.
All right.
Mushroom.